Okay, so Yom HaKippurim is coming up. We should focus on some of the themes that come up before Yom Kippur and the fundamental themes that come up on Yom Kippur. Let's just talk about Vidui. Vidui is very important, no? The Iker Avoda that we have on Yom HaKippurim is to say Vidui. The Lashon HaRambam, by the way, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Tshuva, is Achayev L'Hisvados L'Fnei HaKel Baruch Hu. That Lashon is a very interesting Lashon, because L'Fnei HaKel Baruch Hu in the Rambam seems to imply that when I say Vidui, I'm standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, L'Fnei HaKel usually means place. Over here, it doesn't mean place, it means mindset. For the Rambam, means that when I do Vidui, I have to imagine that I am in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Lechem Mishnah understands, based on this, that when the Rambam writes that part of the Nusach of the Vidui is that I say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be meyer olai, she'eini chozer l'cheitz zeh. The pshat is, I'm speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam that, you know what, I'm not going to do these aveiras anymore. And therefore, you, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm talking to you. You, Ribbono Shel Olam, you'll be meyer. I won't do it. I'm really serious. That's what the Lechem Mishnah understands based on this lashon of Lifnei Hakel Baruch Hu. My understanding, which I spoke about in yeshiva last year, in a tshuva drasha that I gave here, I could say that I was replaced by Rabbi Berman for the tshuva drasha. But last year I had the honor to get the tshuva drasha in yeshiva, and I thought that this can explain why our experience of Aseres Yemei tshuva is really an experience of Aseres Yemei Tefillah, no? What do we do different during Aseres Yemei Tshuva? Okay, so we don't eat pas powder, big whoop, right? Lemaisa, the difference between Aseres Yemei Tshuva and the rest of the year is bolate in the way we daven. We daven more during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, hence we're all tired, right? We have slichas. There are different nuskos in our Tefillah. But the yisod of having extended tefillah is because lifnei hakel baruch hu is ma'akev in tefillah. No, the Rambam famously has a stira between Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah and Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah. In Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam writes that kavanah in tefillah is only ma'akev in dracha rishona. In Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam writes that kavanah is ma'akev in all of davening. So Reb Chaim, in a famous essay, right, Reb Chaim in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah, develops the yisod that there's tzvei dinim of kavana. There's one din of kavana in terms of I know what the words mean, and then there's a second din of kavana that I realize that I'm lefnei hakel baruch hu. Lefnei hakel baruch hu means that I am in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is ki'ilu right in front of me, and that's what I feel when I'm davening. That's for the Rambam, as understood by Reb Chaim, the kavanah is ma'akev in tefillah. This is the famous Reb Chaim that the Chazon Ish is masigan, and the Chazon Ish tainos that it's not shayach to say the words and still have kavanah that you're lefnei hakel baruch hu. No? The Chazon Ish has a practical argument. If you read the big book that YU came out with about the Chazon Ish, Benny Brown has this 700-page biography about the Chazon Ish. So in there, one of the Chazon Ishes that he goes through in terms of understanding the methodology of the Chazon Ish versus Reb Chaim is this Chazon Ish. This Chazon Ish is very practically focused. He says, no, how can you have kavanah for two things? My chiddush is that if you look in the Ramban at the end of Parashas Re'eh, the Ramban tells us on the pasuk La'avas Hashem Elokeichem Oleches B'chodrach of Ladavka Bo. The Ramban writes an interesting lashon. He writes, the sod hadavar of Ladavka Bo, right? I should say it like this. The Ramban quotes the Ibn Ezra, and the Ibn Ezra says that there's a sod hadavar in Ladavka Bo. Now, anyone who's learned Ibn Ezra knows that Ibn Ezra would not be into sod. Now, sod is something that Ramban would speak about. Ibn Ezra is like the anti-Kabbalist. He is like the least Kabbalistic of all Rishonim on Chumash. Is that fair?
Wasn't he
entirely at once? He was a pure linguist, interdictive what the words mean.
But he was influenced by Neoplatonism.
What?
Apparently he was influenced by Neoplatonism.
Maybe. There's...
So
you're saying that there's some overlap. Perhaps. I mean, there is a whole literature. I think that Ibn Ezra was related to Yehuda Halevi. There's a whole literature, maybe there was some... But the Pashtus is that Ibn Ezra, when he talks about sight, he doesn't mean sight. But the Ramban over here interprets that Ibn Ezra on the Pasuk L'Dof Gabo, and he says that he saw great Chachamim that are L'Dof Gabo in the sense of whatever they do in the world, they're thinking about the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what we call in common parlance multitasking. Right? Now, most people can't multitask. Most people, multitasking is not shaykh. If you ever try to answer an email at the same time that you're reading a different book, or you're even reading your computer screen, your emails often end up as gibberish. Correct? Even if you have a split screen, it ends up like gibberish. Most people can't multitask. Zok the Ramban, the Anshei Maila, can multitask. And perhaps the idea, the machlokas between Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish, therefore, according to this, is the Chazon Ish is saying multitasking isn't shaykh. But you can think about the Ribono Shel Olam, that you're in the presence of Ribono Shel Olam at the same time, you think about what the words mean, it's not shaykh. The Reb Chaim is saying, no. For Anshei Maila, it is shaykh, and we should all try to be like Anshei Maila. Now, I happen to believe that one of the yesodos of this time of Aseres Yemei Tshuva is that we try, even though all year long, we recognize that we're not Anshei Maila. But in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we have aspirations. The aspirations to be Anshei Maila is something, again, that's pshat in the minhag of not getting pas palter. Right? It's kind of a joke, God, come on. Right? Okay, so for this week, I'm not going to do that. You think God is fooled? Right? But the answer is that no, we're showing the Ribono Shel Olam that the Chayodim writes us, that this is part of us, and we have the ability, we have the aspirations to be Anshei Maila. So that's the first yesod that we have of Vidui, the idea that Vidui has to be Lefnei HaKeon Baruch Hu. No? The other dinum of Vidui, a halacha Vidui, is that Vidui has to be Mu'umar. No? The Gemara says that in the Yomba, that you have to stand up when you do Vidui. For this reason, Rabbi Yashiv is machmir, that when you say Tefillah Zaka, Erev Yom HaKippurim, you have to stand. Right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Ramban and from the Shla that there's a special mitzvah of Vidui Erev Yom HaKippurim. Lefnei Hashem Tetarim means that we enter Yom HaKippurim in the Tahara state. Part of entering Yom HaKippurim in the Tahara state is that we do Vidui Erev Yom HaKippurim. Usually we assume that's the Vidui of the Mincha of Yom HaKippurim. But the Ramban writes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that Mishnah Berurah for some reason quotes a B'Shem L'Shla, not B'Shem the Ramban, that you should also do a Vidui after Su'udah HaMafsekes. Right? The Rav, when he was in Boston, encouraged the entire Tzibur to join together after Su'udah HaMafsekes, and they'd say, Oshamnu Bogadnu as a Tzibur together. In most communities, we don't do this. In most communities, we, before Kol Nidre, we recite Tefillah Zaka. Because Tefillah Zaka is a kiyum of the Vidui before Yom HaKippurim, so that we lifnei Hashem Tetaru, so that we enter Yom HaKippurim when we're already in a state of Tahara. That's the Vidui of the Chaya Adam, that's called Tefillah Zaka. For some reason, the original printings of the Chaya Adam, he printed Tefillah Zaka after Kol Nidre, no? But all the Achrayim say you should do Tefillah Zaka before Kol Nidre. It does create a shtickle problem in Halacha, because part of Tefillah Zaka is that we say, I am mekabel alai the inuyim of Yom HaKippurim. You mekabel alai kedushas Yom HaKippurim. Once you mekabel kedushas Yom HaKippurim, how can you say Kol Nidre? Kol Nidre is supposed to be that we're matir the nedarim before Yom HaKippurim, no? So it does create a shtickle halachic problem, we have to get out of it. But Hayotze, if saying Tefillah Zaka is a kiyum of Vidui lefnei Yom HaKippurim, and Vidui always has to be done me'umad, so then you should stand up when you say the Tefillah Zaka before Yom HaKippurim. You should be standing, because that's the kiyum of Vidui. The proper posture, obviously, is that you stand, but you're bent over a teeny bit to show the Ribono Shel Olam that we're kafuf, that we're bent over. That's the proper way to do Vidui. It happens that the Sfas Emes asks a famous kasha. He says that if the din of Vidui is that Vidui has to be mu'umad, how did they ever do Vidui on Karbanis? No? The halacha is that a karban requires smicha b'chol kocho. No? This is a sugi of nashim sumchot, right? that can women get smicha, right? Or can women do smicha on a carpet? Right? Is Nashim Sumchot Reshut? This was an old Purim Shpiel many years ago. Can women do smicha on the carbon? Practice Sras Emes. What do you mean? The smicha has to be done b'chol koichai. Once you're leaning b'chol koichai, that's not considered amida in halacha. The Gemara in Zvachim Adaf Yudzayin has a discussion about if you're leaning, maybe passing leaning, if you pull the item away, it's not considered amida. If you pull the item away, you'd fall. That's not amida. So how did they ever do vidu on carbonis? That's a very good kasha. This Sfas Emes, like, it's a home run. That's mamish, that's a very, very good kasha. Okay, so zayin. Now, what's interesting with respect to vidui is that one can make a case that vidui is not only lifnei hakel baruch hu. That vidui is not only an avedus bin adam la makom, but even an avedus bin adam la chaver. One can make a shtickle case that there's a din of vidui, and that case goes as follows. We know that it says in Shulchan Aruch that we paskin that lifnei yom kippurim chayev adam lafayes es chaveru. No, the last mission in Yoma says that lefnei Hashem titaru, that Yom Kippur is mechaper naveris being adam l'makom, evaris bishen being adam l'chaveru. Yom Kippurim is not mechaper, aicha yiratze as chaveru. No, you have to ask your friends for mechila. It happens in our world; it's very unfortunate. But like asking people for mechila becomes like a real joke. You might call me. Yeah, really? It's a joke, and Lamaisa, the joke is punt fakir from where it really should be, because those people who we genuinely hurt over the year are people who we often tend not to ask mechila from. Now, spouses are more likely that we hurt them. Sometimes it's somebody who we had a real, like, I want to kill the guy moment, right? And we're less likely to ask mechila from that person. The person who, you know, is just next to us in yeshiva and like we're friendly, we'll ask mechila from that person, even though that's not the way it should be. Mechila is very important. It's not a joke. We really should do it seriously. I was very impressed. A young woman in my show just sent me an email. I was answering that right before I came to shiur today. She says, what do I do that there's somebody who really hurt me? And he asked me for mechila now. And I just don't feel like I can be moichel him, and I don't want him to suffer in Yom Kippur, but I'm not ready to be moichel the guy. I'm like, that's unbelievable. Like, most people don't take mechila that seriously, no? Most people say, yeah, moichel you, go away, I never want to see you again, I'm moichel you. It's a very impressive majority legend when someone asks that type of question. But Bekitzer, Rav Huttner, in the Pachad Yitzchak in Yom Kippur, I think it's my Maimon Yutess, Rav Huttner asks Akasha, how come Rebbe Kiva has to teach us in the last mission of Yuma that Yom HaKippur is not mechaper on Averos being Adam la Chavero? We know it from a mission of Perak HaChovel on Bava Kama. Right? The mission of HaChovel says, if I injure you, so I have to pay you Chamisha Devarim, that's Xavi, Pusheves, and Boshes. And Afilo Hevi Kol Ele Nevayos Sheba Olam. Even I bring all of the Ele Nevayos, is apparently some Choshev animal. If I bring all of these Ele Nevayos in the world, right, I'm not going to be forgiven. Achi Vakish Menu Mechila. I pay up everything. I give you Ele Nevayos, Mamish, Ibn Farbesud and Farputz, right? I give you everything. But until you ask Mechila, there's no mechila done at all. So the question that Rav Huttner asks is, why do you need two mishnayos? A mishnah in Yuma that you have to ask mechila, and a mishnah in Bava Kama you have to ask mechila. It's the same din. It's a very strong kasha, no? So obviously, there's some inyan that Yom HaKippurim's bakashas mechila is different than bakashas mechila throughout the year, and there are different versions of saying this. If you look in Rabbi Willick's Sefer on Seder Moed, he has one of his Shabbat Shuva drushes was about this topic. In different versions, it could be that when it comes to bakashas mechila of Yom HaKippurim, if I don't ask you for mechila, even my averis bin adam la makom are not going to be forgiven. I could spend an entire Yom Kippur mamish b'dmabel shlish. I could spend an entire Yom Kippur crying, like bawling away, and I feel really terrible for all of those times I drank non-chol of Yisrael milk. And I feel really terrible for all of the averis bin adam la'makum that I did. And I'm sincere. But eino nimchal, I don't get any mechira if there's one person out there I didn't ask mechira from. That's a very frightening concept. That means that if you ba'avled somebody, you hurt somebody, and you don't ask that person for mechila, you don't even get mechila n'averis bin adam l'makom. That is frightening. That's frightening. Okay, so that's one mahalach that we can take. There are other nuschais that say the same type of idea in a less extreme sort of way. It's entirely possible that every avera bin adam l'chaveru also contains a dimension of an avera bin adam l'makom. No? Isn't that reasonable? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says not to steal from you. If I steal from you, I'm hurting you, and I'm also doing something against the Ribbono Shel Olam, who said don't steal. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam said don't speak Lashon Hara. I speak Lashon Hara, you lose your job, so I hurt you. Right? But I'm also sinning against the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it could be that the Bakashas Mechila of Yom HaKippur is different than the Bakashas Mechila of the entire year. The Bakashas Mechila of Yom HaKippur means on that particular Aveira, the Chelak bin Adon Lamakom or bin Nimcha with respect to Yom HaKippur. That's another approach. But I thought, and this is my own, so if you don't like it, Vivakasha, disregard it. But I thought that maybe the Pshat is Hazoyim. Maybe the Pshat is that the if you're Medayik in the Mishnah in Yoma says that Yom HaKippurim is not Mechaper on Averos Bein Odom L'Chavero, actually Yeratze Eschavero, until you appease your friend. That means that you have to say, Schwartz, I'm Leichlin. But the Mishnah in Bava Kamma doesn't say, actually, ye ratze es chaveiro. The Lashon HaMishnah in Bava Kamma is, actually, ye vakesh mimenu mechila. Meaning to say, one could be medayik in that Mishnah in Bava Kamma, that you don't have to say, Schwartz, I'm Leichlin. But I, Schwartz, have to ask you for mechila. Now, you're going to ask, one second, what's accomplished, right? In other words, what we're saying is that for Yom HaKippurim, you have to grant me mechila. All year long, it's sufficient if I ask mechila. I think what's accomplished is as like, asking your friend mechila is on some level a busha. To go to you and say, you know, I really hurt you over the year. I insulted you. I did very bad things to you. It's embarrassing. Even if you don't grant me mechila, but the busha itself means that I have a heightened sense of charata for the avera that I did. No? Because I'm embarrassed. Remember, busha is part of the tshuva process. The Rambam writes, right, boshti mimasai, right? Rabbi Yonah says that busha is one of the ikarim in tshuva. Nechlamti uboshti, etc. But one could argue that I have to ask you mechila all year long. You don't have to grant me mechila, but I attain some degree of kapara just from the busha that comes about from asking you mechila. But for Yom HaKippurim, you have to actually be granted mechila. If you're not granted mechila for Yom HaKippurim, so it could be that you don't accomplish what needs to be accomplished. Right? For Yom HaKippurim, mechila has to be granted. Good? So these are some of the topics with respect to vidui. Now part of this discussion might be as follows. You know, the Bach writes that when I ask you for mechila, I have to be mefareit the chait. So it's not enough to just say, I'm asking you for mechila. They have to say, I'm asking for mechila because on October 22nd, I put out my foot when you were walking down in the aisle and I tripped you. And by the way, it was deliberate. Right? So that's what the Bach writes. And the Magen Avraham says, dear Bach, if by being mefaret b'chit, you're going to hurt the guy more, so don't do it. At first glance, by the way, this sounds very similar to the machlokas between the Chafetz Chaim and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, no? According to tradition, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter didn't give a haskama on the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, because the Chafetz Chaim says that if I speak Lashon Hara about you, I have to ask you for mechila. Even if you don't know, I have to ask you for mechila. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, but if asking the guy for mechila hurt him more, don't ask for mechila. Now, Rabbi Sol Salanter and the Mishnah Berurah are talking about if you don't know that I hurt you. The Bach and the Magen Avraham are talking about when you do know that you were hurt. But nonetheless, the Machlokes does sound very similar. Now, what's the pshat in the Bach? How can the Bach says I have to ask you for mechila and be mefarat l'chait? Right? Even though it's going to hurt you more, why do I have to do that? The answer is that maybe the vidui is there to heighten my sense of busha. Vidui is there to say, I feel really, really bad, and because the vidui is there to heighten my sense of busha, that's why I have to be mefarit l'chait. Alternatively, the Bach assumes that bakashas mechila is the same din as vidui. Vidui, I'm saying to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Rebbeinu Shalom, I hurt you. And the din is by vidui, you have to be mefarit l'chait. Maybe the Bach holds that by bakashas mechila also, you have to be mefarit l'chait. You have to spell out the Avera, because that's bakashas mechila is a kiyum of vidui. The last ta'ara that I want to make is that I think the vidui of Yom HaKippurim is fundamentally different than the vidui of tshuva all year long. Things that are not averus all year long, we don't say vidui for. Vidui all year long is I did an avera, I have to do vidui for it. But something that's halachically not an avera, we don't do vidui for. For Yom HaKippurim, we do vidui on averus that we didn't do, no? The Gemara paskens that if averus I was misvada on last Yom HaKippurim, I have to do vidui on this Yom HaKippurim also. Even though last Yom HaKippurim I was sincere, I have to do another vidui. Why? Because Yom HaKippurim requires tahara, which means erasing everything. And I think that's the pshat in Al-Chit Shachotonu Lefanacha Ba'ones Uberatzon. I sin Ba'ones. And Avera Ba'ones is in a Maisa Avera. Not it's Machuk Sebeki Begun in the Sivas, no? And Avera Ba'ones is a Maisa Avera. But one could argue that Yom HaKippurim I do Al-Chit Shachotonu Lefanacha Ba'ones because in Avera Ba'ones also prevents a full-fledged kapara from coming. And for Yom HaKippurim, in order to attain tahara, I have to do vidui even for things which are not ordinarily considered averis, even things that are not sin. So again, these were some of the ha'aras that we had with respect to vidui. There's much more to say about it, obviously. Tomorrow, if guys want, I could give another share on like Yom Kippur topics. If guys don't want, there's a whole day of learning tomorrow. So you could tell me in the base measure, or we could WhatsApp group, we could have a vote, and we could do it like that. Okay, thank you for listening, Chevra.